Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Sunday, December the 28th, 2025. And I have the honor to have Professor James Fetzer and Professor Joe on with me. And with that said, I'm going to let you pick it up here, Jim. What's the latest?
Well, one of the rather interesting developments of late is that the redacted Epstein files turns out to be capable of being unredacted. And it's really rather simple. Here we got Hal Turner reporting, with the U.S. DOJ having released the Epstein files, albeit a heavily redacted form. Some enterprising internet sleuths found a simple way to unredact them. Yes, it's real. The DOJ released Epstein files on December 19, with some redactions done poorly. Black bars over text without removing the underlying data, allowing copy paste to reveal it. This is confirmed on Reddit, TikTok, and Threads. It's gained attention on media, social media, that mainstream outlets are focusing more on the release itself than this flaw, which allows readers to see what the government did not want people to see. I tried it, it works. This is Hal Turner. So he's got paragraph 203, 204, 205, and when you unpack them, you read as follows. Defendants also attempted to conceal their criminal sex trafficking and abuse conduct by paying large sums of money to participant witnesses, including by paying for their attorney fees and case costs and litigation related to this conduct. 204. Epstein also threatened harm to victims and helped release damaging stories about them to damage their credibility when they tried to go public with their stories of being trafficked and sexually abused. 205. Epstein also instructed one or more Epstein Enterprise participant witnesses to destroy evidence relevant to ongoing court proceedings involving defendants' criminal sex trafficking and abuse conduct. Hal Turner adds, I cannot help but wonder if it was intentional to give the impression of the guilty that they are protected, but they left a method to unredact, knowing the public would figure it out. This revelation ought to keep thousands very busy over the Christmas holiday in many cases, not all. The public can now see what the government did not want us to see about the Epstein case, very significant. And get this, DOJ has now announced it's got more than 1 million additional pages to release, 1 million.
Question is, how many of the politicians, 535, Congress and Senate? That's the question. So, Jim, where do you think it's going to go?
Well, it ain't going away. I'm eager to hear Joel's comment.
Joe?
Well, I think it will continue in the same mode of redaction. And they'll just keep going down the road that way. And they'll be just trying to kick the can down the road, and I don't think we'll ever really get to see, except for the ones they want to be the sacrificial boys. And I think that it'll just continue the way it's going now. I don't think there'll be really any thing that'll be released, because the entire issue of Epstein is not one of these guys that was just this singular billionaire eccentric that he was as big as he was. No, he was part of an entire program that extended all of its way to Wes Wexler and some of the mega boys that really controlled Trump. And so I think it'll just continue down this way, because the trafficking of women is too pervasive. And how they will break through on this, I don't know. It's too powerful, too big.
You did.
Go ahead.
You did get that they can unredact the ones they've already released, Joel.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think that I would like to see it if it can be done.
It is done. I gave you an example.
Go ahead.
If they got a million more, there's so much out there already that can be unredacted, it's going to be devastating. It ain't going away. Trump is doing his best to conceal and evade it, but he's not going to be able to escape exposure here. And there are too many photographs coming out now. They're putting up photos of Trump and then taking them down off the internet after they've been posted. 16 big files were released and then withdrawn. I mean, the gut rub is so blatant, it's all so obvious. This is really embarrassing, and reducing DOJ and FBI to clowns and jokers.
Well, my question is, did they release any of those unredacted files? Did they post them?
Yeah.
What I'm
explaining, Joel, is they posted these redacted files, but it's capable of they can be unredacted, and people are unredacting them right and left. They mucked up.
Oh, okay. So have you been able to get a hold of any of them?
Yeah, I was just reading you the content of one from Hal Turner.
Oh, Hal Turner, okay.
Okay, now... General Flynn made a comment this past week, within a week, that Trump needs to get rid of Pam Bondi. He says he needs to get somebody like Sidney Powell, put her in there. She'll go in there and she'll clean up immediately. She'll have them all arrested immediately. He says, if it were me and I were in charge, he said, I would have already had them all in jail. He says, I nearly had them in jail over Russiagate. He says, back in 2017, before they illegally indicted me. He says, it can be done immediately. Now, this is General Flynn. He's saying they're not moving fast enough. But, Jim, I'm seeing possible Obama and Clinton and, or Obama and Clinton, Hildebeest and all of them, I think that they're moving trials for Florida in the first part of January. I'm seeing it. I heard a blurb for January the 6th. And the reason is because they got the judges and the prosecutors, or the judges and secret society of attorneys and judges in Washington, that every time Trump does something or files a charge, they're standing there to counter it. Okay? And go against him. Now, down in Florida, he doesn't have that with the federal judges, the federal system down there. And they've got jurisdiction over Mar-a-Lago or whatever it is. Mar-a-Lago. Yes. They got jurisdiction because of that, and Jack Smith and all the others. So I think that that's what's going on. I think they're moving it down there, and they're going to start indicting them starting the first part of January. Things have blurped out. And
well,
I don't know.
We've had quite a saga with Pam Bondi, who appears to be a weakling and a puppet, because early on, I mean, this is 6 months ago, we were getting reports she was explaining to Trump his name was all over the Epstein files. And the next thing we knew, she was saying the Epstein files were sitting on her desk. Then the next thing we knew, she said the Epstein files didn't exist. Then the next thing we knew was Trump said the Epstein files was a Democrat hoax. I mean, he's fought it tooth and nail, but this is so embarrassing, and it's all coming out. I think there's no way it can be staunched.
I don't think it will. I think it'll all come out eventually. Joe, you mentioned something the other day to me about the fact that Trump may not get through his entire presidency.
Yeah, this comes by from a guy named Stuart Sergio. Sergio is his last name. And he appeared on a particular podcast, and he was mentioning how there was a plan that's been made, it hasn't been implemented, that what they're going to do is have Trump resign from his position as President of the United States for maybe health reasons or something, just enough to give Vance an extra time of being in the office. So they'll run him for 2 terms, and then finishing out Trump's in his office. So that was a guy by the name of Sergio, and where he got it, I don't know. But Trump may resign for not because of being forced to, but because they want to work more with and move faster with J.D. Vance to get things done. What they want. That is, and that begins with Trump stepping down from office for maybe health reasons or something else. Sergio is his last name.
No, I think that's very plausible. I've just never been impressed with J.D. Vance. He doesn't seem to me to be a very substantial person.
Well, the reason I say that they can do that is because who is behind J.D. Vance? Peter Thiel. And what is Peter Thiel pushing that is behind the scenes that we don't hear too much about? And that's the surveillance state through AI.
So Howard here, all these AI centers going up all over the country, and they're consuming vast amount of electricity and water.
Yes.
The communities where these AI centers are being located are finding diminishing resources for the community itself. And it seems to me we're in a predicament where the effort to surveil and control the citizens is going to destroy the country they want to control. I think it's absurd.
Well, what they're going to do is, on his Palantir program, is to prevent future crime by keeping the data in a certain place and recognizing individuals that are demonstrating lead-up behaviors that might cause a crime to happen, and they're going to arrest them.
Oh, Jim. Elon Musk.
That is what I think is behind why I paid attention to this from this guy Sergio, is because he was saying that these generals are old generals, and he didn't specify which general he was talking about, but they want to move faster, and they can do it better with J.D. Vance. And because of that, that's because of who's behind J.D. Vance, and that's Peter Thiel. And his, and right here in Maricopa County, they are building, you wouldn't believe how large this facility is. It is mammoth. I mean, it goes up at least 14 stories, and at least covers at least, I would say, 8 acres. It's mammoth. And the question is, where are they going to get the water? Well, they think they have Lake Pleasant, but this thing's going to chew up the water from that very quickly, because I saw it happen in El Paso, Texas. They built motherboards in El Paso, Texas, but it took the draining of their aquifer to produce the product, and then they had to close down the building. They just moved on, and what they did was to bring in water on rail in tank cars, and I don't even know if aquifers have been removed. You're hitting right on the point with that, with communities that are taking this AI and these centers. Well, they're in areas like in Abilene, Texas. Texas, where they're going to build, they're building a big center. And Texas is, you know, has this problem with water.
You know, when...
How many thousands of gallons in one day that it takes to cool down these computers that build the chip?
Well, you know, Ed Snowden had it right, Joe and Jim, when he came out and told everybody he was involved with, you know, that they could hear and monitor and everything. I mean, he told it right way back. And he didn't really violate the law because he wasn't sworn under secrecy. Now, recently, Elon Musk, and I put it up on Breaking News, Elon Musk talked about the fact that your phone controls you, that you got to shut this down and shut that down. They know everything about you. They know your breathing pattern. They know everything about you, who you're calling, who you're talking to, who you're communicating with, everything. And they've got that in record. And then there's another video. I forgot the gal's name. I've talked to her. She's a reporter, and she did an excellent piece on weaponization, how weapons can be used against a person and neutralize them. Now, Charlene, a friend of mine over there in Virginia, she's got a cop next door that's been shooting her with laser beams. She put up a security system on her house, and she can see the beams with the security system shooting over at her house, laser beams. And they're, more than that, she's got a brain tumor as a result of it. She's trying to sell her house and move. They want her house. Anyway. And he even said that in court. He wants to buy her house. That's what it's all about, driving her out. But they can use weapons, and this is a cop doing this. But they can use weapons against you and hit you and damage you. And I'm positive that's what they did to me, because it knocked me down, broke a collarbone, and I broke four ribs and had to have surgery, hit my throat, and knocked me down. Hit me with a weapon. And other people reported it being out mowing their yard, and all of a sudden their knee collapses and they have to have surgery because it tore ligaments. There's been two people that I'm aware of having the problem with the knee. And this has just been this year. It's like they're trying to neutralize people. And it's all ever since I filed that grand jury demand, Jim, Joe. It's what's happening. But, hey, part of the battle, I guess.
Well, those of us who've been following this, Lorraine Murray was on Professor Hamimoto's show, and in the interview she stated we are all gridded in because of the cell phone towers. We're all gridded in. And even back, way back, I was told that a satellite can take a picture of a dime on the ground, and it can be so focused that you can read the date that it was made. So we had a Patriot show down here where they were interviewing the detective, and we said one of the big things that they have to watch for is the use of the computer and going into people's personal lives. So that's why I say Sergio had a point that to be made. Are they gonna? Is Trump gonna step down, put in J.D. Vance, have him in there for say one more year left, and then sense of being president of the United States following that? Because everything is moving too slow. Because Peter Thiel and Peter. And his group wants to do what they do with Planetera and the computers. The surveillance state is here. And if you go and look at your intersections, look up at the light and you'll see cameras. Those cameras are not there for your protection. They're there to monitor you wherever you go.
Yep.
And if, Jim, you go down to Ace Hardware on certain days, you'll know that. And that's what the deal is up at Bluffdale with all the computers they got.
Yep. And Otis said, Otis told me, 007 Otis, he said in 2017, I think it was when he was going out to Bluffdale with General Flynn, and he said to me, he says, Stu, he says, you know, they've had the chips in the flat screens and the TVs and so forth. That's the reason they didn't allow Japan to sell them unless they put those chips in them, where they can monitor you. They can see you making love in your bedroom when your TV's off. They can see you and hear you and so forth, these chips. But he told me, he says, they're going to have chips in everything, including toasters. He said, it's going to be that bad. Everything you buy, he said, it's going to have a chip in it where they can hear you in your home. You got a comment, Jim?
Oh, yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And I've been doing weekly interviews with Bill Binney of NSA and Catherine Horton, who's a particle physicist from Oxford, PhD, who has fought against the use of these directed energy weapons, and they're under bombardment constantly. So, you know, I've accumulated to them a mass of evidence about all this taking place on a routine basis, virtually. They've had these massive databanks recording everything. The problem is they got so much data, they don't know what to do with it. Well, he invented a way to sort out the data so you could expose if you wanted. Virtually instantly, all the pedophiles, all the counterfeiters, all the sex traffickers, you could just do it effortlessly. For 30 years, he's had this proposal for the government, but the government doesn't want to do it because it would expose them. So there we're boxed in. We got the fox guarding the chicken coop, and even though Vinny has done this brilliant work that would enable exposure of any group of miscreants you like, they aren't going to even consider it because of the threat it poses to they themselves.
Well, that's probably true. I mean, look at the Jesus. The things I've learned over the years, like from Al Martin, the control files, they called it. And there's your, what's his name? The jerk, the Democratic jerk. Joe, help me out. I'm having a brain fart when it comes to this guy. The New Yorker, the one that's all over the news, that did the shutdown. What's his name, Jim? The senator.
The New Yorker.
Schumer. He was one of the ones that Al Martin and Ollie North and Daddy Bush, they blackmailed with the Boulder Properties Limited. It's in Al Martin's book. If you punch in Chuck Schumer, blackmailed, it's on my site. I mean, they did everything. They set so many of these people up. It was just unbelievable. One after another, after another, after another, after another. It's just like that Elizabeth Warren, okay? She was dealing with a friend of mine, an attorney, explaining the bank bailout, and all of a sudden, the attorney and me, another attorney, a former attorney, Brett Landreth, and Sam LaPerry, medical supply chain that was suing Jeb Bush, the two U.S. attorneys in Fort Worth were killed over. All of a sudden, little general, who was an attorney mortgage banker dealing with Elizabeth Warren, suddenly Elizabeth Warren's appointed to this position in the Congress. And then all of a sudden, she runs for senator, and we all get car crashed, every one of us, or attempted murder, like Brett, they shot and killed somebody in the parking lot. And she gets promoted to senator, okay? To senator, Elizabeth Warren. It's a long story, Jim, but she's filth, disgusting, filth.
I can believe that, Stu. I can believe that effortlessly.
But there's so many of these I've dealt with over the years. Oh, Jesus Christ, like Maxine Waters. She's another one, sellout. I mean, I dealt with her years ago. And then all of a sudden she flips. They flip. Pieces of garbage.
The biggest sellout of all may be our president, where about 10 days ago at a Jewish conference, Mark Levin called Trump our first Jewish president. Listen to this. Actually, he's holding a Hanukkah celebration at the White House, and I got it here. You got to be able to hear it.
Thank you. We haven't met. I have to take a little turn. Because every Saturday night, used to be Sunday, then it became, he did so well, they put him on Saturday, too, Saturday night. You know what I'm talking about, because there's only one his Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday is considered Death Valley, but it's not death because of ratings. Nobody gets good ratings, although actually my daughter-in-law is doing well, and you always did well. The great one, Mark Levin. And much more Broadway, his much more brilliant life. Where are you? There you are. Would you come on up here? Don't get up here. Get up. I got, look, every Saturday, every Sunday, I'm forced to watch television to listen to this guy talk about how freaking great he is. Because he does like Trump. There's no question about it. Come on up here, Mark. Get up here. Come on up. What a beautiful couple. Did you get lucky? If you weren't a genius, you wouldn't have a wife like this. Mark, say a couple of words. Come on. And these people do like Israel. And he loves Israel, too. Six years ago, I was up there. And I said, this is our first Jewish president. And now he's the first Jewish president to serve two not consecutive presidencies. We thank you for everything. And so bad things happened in the second one. Namely, the election was rigged. And we found out, and we see that happening. But, and you are the coach.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. I miss you. I miss you.
Take care of that guy. Take care of that guy. No, I think there's more to it.
We got Israel Today News. True News reporting. Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago, according to White House officials. This was published in 2019. That means he converted in 2017, according to a White House official. Now, here's a report about it from 2019.
Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago, according to White House official. There it is, that's his blog. He said, President Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago and joined Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue in New York City, according to a high-level White House official. Mr. Goldberg says the story has allegedly been held by CNN's editors for months, but is due to be released within the next few days. David Elias Goldberg, a fellow at the Jewish Center of Anti-Semitic Studies, has also interviewed the White House source. According to the source, Trump was pushed by his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner to join the faith. At first, Trump resisted, stating it would threaten his base of evangelical Christian voters. However, he had a change of heart and officially converted in early 2017. The ceremony was held in private and closely guarded for nearly 2 years. It appears the White House is prepared to slowly release this information, and by summer, it is expected Trump will soon address his new faith in an evening televised news conference. He is clearly the most pro-Israel president in the history of America. He's given Israel every single thing that they wanted, and he's about to give them war with Iran. And so, has he converted? So, I want to show you one more article. This is let me see if I can, The Times of Israel. Yeah, The Times of Israel This was published March 22nd, 2019. This is the Times of Israel. Trump, the first Jewish president of the United States. That's not us saying that. That's Times of Israel. Times of what nation? Israel. So the people in Israel, that's an English-speaking newspaper in Israel, and that's what they read, that Donald Trump is the first Jewish president of the United States. And how did they qualify that, Rick? They gave a list of things that he did for Israel. First of all, of course, moving the embassy to Jerusalem. So that was a big deal. Then recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. He's the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Western Wall. They gave him credit for defeating ISIS. They gave him credit for rebuking the United Nations when the UN criticized Israel. They credit him with closing the Palestinian office in Washington, D.C. And they said, these things, one, two, three, four, five, six, these six things qualify Donald Trump to be named the first Jewish president of the United States. And that's what the Times of Israel said. Yeah, that was not David Duke's newsletter, but it's a Jewish-owned newspaper. And they're proclaiming Donald Trump to be the first Jewish president of the United States. So now when you look at this David Elias Goldberg saying that a White House insider told him that President Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago.
Really, it doesn't sound so crazy.
That's not too crazy. And that CNN knows about it, and CNN is sitting on the story and will be releasing it at some point in the history's darkest hour. Millions of innocent, wonderful, and beautiful lives, men, women, and children, were stolen as part of a systematic attempt to eliminate the Jewish people. It was the most savage crime against God and his children.
You are so deeply moved to see that picture of you touching the stones of the wall. And may I say, you are deeply moved to see First Lady Melania Trump touching the stone of that wall. And equally moved when we saw your daughter Ivanka and your son-in-law Jared do the same.
Okay, so let's just, what if it's true? What if it's true? What does that say to you, Doc? That says to me there's been such a major shift in values in America. It's no longer Judeo-Christian values anymore. It's Judeo values now. Yes.
I think they pretty much got it right there. Stu, Joel, I'd be fascinated to hear your thoughts about this.
Go ahead, Joel. Joe, are you there? Joe? Jim? Joe said that he may, you know, he's under nursing care, and he had to...
Yeah.
Okay, have breakfast or whatever.
Go ahead, give me your reaction. No, I get it.
No, I think they're right on. I think they're right on this, because I'm just watching everything. There's too many things. Too many things with Jared Kushner and his son-in-law and his partner, and you know how they're taking over the Gaza and turning it into a resort and selling leases of oil leases out there. I know that Larry Mizell bought up a bunch of them. He was indicted about 6-8 years. Well, I'm not sure what year it was. Omar, when he was president of Israel, got indicted over it because he took a bribe from Mizell to get those oil leases. Part of them that are along the Gaza Strip, and that's when he was selling that oil, taken down from Syria in the shipping company that Milman had, my in-law, and that Mizell inherited. It's the third largest in the world, and they were stealing the oil from Syria up there and shipping it to Israel and selling it for 50 cents on the dollar. But Omar got indicted over that, and he was the one that got indicted. Yeah, he was the one that let Mizell buy the Bank of Israel for the first time in 2006, so he could open up branches in the United States to launder drug money. which he does. And he had Silverado, Izell did. But Silverado saving Neil Bush, Iran-Contra, and all that crap. But, you know, it's the same people in control, Jim. It doesn't make any difference. There's the 12 disciples of Satan, the 12 richest dicks on the planet, pardon the expression. But it was like it used to be Rockefeller, Rothschild, Anwar ben Sharia, the head rabbi in Israel, Pope Benedict, Leonard Bellman, then it became Mizell and David Rockefeller and Anzor, I named a few of them, but Meyer, what was his name? Oh, there's several of them, but one, they're the 12 richest, and they control the Federal Reserve, they control the banks of the world, they control BlackRock, Blackstone, JP Morgan, Citicorp, all the big banks, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. And this Klaus Schwab and his economic form, I mean, it's just bizarre. They're sitting there constantly telling you what they're going to do to you. And their intent is to drive everybody out of their homes. They plan on making it so pathetic as far as rent's concerned. Doubling the rent is just like their Black or State Street and Vanguard and all of them, which is Mizell again and the different 12 disciples that own these companies. They're coming in, you put your house up for sale, oh, we'll give you 20% more for your house and take it right now. You don't have to look for a buyer. And they're doing that in certain regions of the country and have been, and they're buying up all the property. And then they turn around and double the rent. They turn around and double the rent. And that's what's happening. People are being forced out of their homes. In Arizona, they're being forced out. In California, they're being forced out. In different areas. And if they can't force you out, they just burn you out like they did in Los Angeles out there. Or flood you out. I mean, these people just do whatever they want to do. And they're in control of this weather modification. Like Dane Wigginton has to say, Geoengineering Watch, he's an expert on this. And I know him. I've talked to him several times in the past. But he knows the stuff. And he sees it with HAARP. And look at what's going on with the weather. I mean, we had 60-some-odd degrees, Jim, in Kansas City here all week long. Now we're tanking today. We're going to be down to 15 degrees tonight. And we were 60 degrees on Christmas. We've been 60 degrees during the day here. And they're able to do whatever they want to do. Period. So, the question is, Jim, if they can control our phones, and they can control our movements, basically, and they can control everything, and they know everything about us, what the hell are we supposed to do?
Yeah, I know, Sue. It's a dire situation indeed. I couldn't agree more.
I'm saying we need a revolution. I'm not calling for one. I'm saying we need one. Oh, God.
It's always a pleasure conversing with you, my friend. You sound good.
No, it's always good to talk with you, too, Jim. And I don't know where we should go. You got anything else you want to report on?
Let's hope our mutual friend is able to survive his medical ordeals.
Yeah, I know. They busted him up pretty bad. Busted ribs, all kinds of things. Get in your 80s, you can't have that happening. It hurts. You got anything else you want to report on?
I think these are good stories for today, Stu.
Okay, Jim, I appreciate it very much, and I want to say thank you, and thank you to Joe, and give out your website, your contact information.
Oh, James H. Fetzer.org, JamesHFetzer.org, and I have a lot of videos on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. Then I am on Twitter, @JimFetzer.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a good one.
You got it, Stu. Hey, and to everyone, have a great new year, 2026. Let us hope it's more positive for the people than this past 2025.
And get involved, folks. Get involved in politics in your local area. Get involved. Start making noise. Start making a change. That's what we've got to have. And prayer works, folks. Prayer. It works. With that said, thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
You got it, Stu. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Take care. Bye.